The Silk Road. The Emperor Wu Di's conquests in the West brought the Chinese into contact with the people of Central Asia. Trade with these people introduced the Chinese to such new foods as grapes, walnuts, and garlic. In turn, Chinese goods and ideas passed to the peoples living to the West. This exchange of goods gave rise to a major trade route, the Silk Road. This ran all the way from China to the Mediterranean Sea. Connecting roads. The Silk Road was a series of routes covering more than 4,000 miles, 6,400 kilometers, a little less than the distance from present-day Chicago to Hawaii. The Silk Road followed a challenging route through mountainous country and desert land. The road passed through Persia and Mesopotamia. Finally, it turned north to the city of Antioch in present-day Turkey. From there, traders shipped goods across the Mediterranean to Rome, Greece, Egypt, and other lands that bordered the Mediterranean. A route for goods. Few travelers ever journeyed the entire length of the Silk Road. Generally, goods were passed from trader to trader as they crossed Asia. With each trade along the route, the price of the goods went up. By the time the goods arrived at the end of their journey, they were very expensive. The Silk Road got its name from silk, a valuable cloth originally made only in China. Han farmers had developed new methods for raising silkworms, the caterpillars that made the silk. Han workers found new ways to weave and dye the silk. These methods were closely guarded secrets. The penalty for revealing them was death. The arrival of silk in Europe created great excitement. Wealthy Romans prized Chinese silk and were willing to pay high prices for it. And wealthy people in China would pay well for glass, horses, ivory, woolens, and linen cloth from Rome. A route for ideas. More than goods traveled the road. New ideas did, too. For example, missionaries from India traveled to China along a section of the road and brought the religion of Buddhism with them. By the time the Han Dynasty ended, Buddhism was becoming a major religion in China. Reading check. What are silkworms?